You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Remember when you had a dream? Remember when you had a heart? Remember it was so simple, this world, no fault I could ever scar. Remember when you fell in love? Remember when it fell apart? Remember when you saw it's more with love, you swore you'd never start. But now you're on your own. But now you're on your own. But now you're on your own. Remember then you fell hard. Remember when you sold your dreams for nothing? I've been thinking about that for so long. Keep running up a hill, fight back, don't stop. Oh, don't you throw your hand in the air. I'd rather cherish all everything that I own than dream about something that I never had. Remember when you had a dream? Remember when you had a heart? Remember it was so simple, this world, no fault I could ever scar. But now you're on your own.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael with you here. Michael Haining here on another Friday afternoon with you. And, you know, we talk a lot about the yoga. We talk about the law of the mind, body connection, you know, but one of the things we have talked about on the show is yoga being emotional. And I wanted to give you a glimpse into my soul. One of the biggest things that I have a problem with is regret. And I have that because of the way I've treated certain people in my life and because of the way that I have carried myself. I think about, you know, the direction that my life went in certain ways. And I'm very grateful and blessed for many things in my life. I obviously have shelter. I, you know, have food. I obviously own a couple businesses that help pay the bills. And I have a wonderful family. And I lost sight of that. And I lost that ounce of gratitude, you know? And it made me go mad. I mean, it really did. And it took a lot of work to get myself to where I'm at right now. And where I'm at right now is not perfect. You know, I said a couple weeks ago that practice makes progress. I didn't say practice makes perfect. I said we should get away from perfection because perfection doesn't happen. It's something that is, for lack of a better word, unattainable. Human beings make mistakes all the time. Human beings don't always have the right playbook in life. Those situations that humans don't know how to deal with. Some humans hurt, some humans get hurt, and some humans that have been hurt then go on to hurt others. And it's a vicious circle, unfortunately, that we deal with in our daily lives. And it's something I've dealt with, and I am just learning how to forgive myself. And I would say I spent at least a good 10 years punishing myself for things that happened. I would say at the very minimum, 10 years. Probably even longer. Probably didn't even know half the time I was. And when I think about all of that, I think about all the time I wasted. I think about all the bad stuff that happened. I think about the chaos. I think about the uncertainty, the pain, the suffering. And as I said in the past, yoga pretty much helped take away from that. But I wanted to talk about today, in today's episode, there's one thing yoga cannot do for you. It cannot bring back time that has passed. It is here, and then it's gone. One moment, next moment. And one thing that I've learned in yoga is learning how to live moment by moment. Be present in the moment that you're in. And right now, the moment that you and I are in right now is, we're talking about time. So while I play this next song, I want you to really think to yourself, what have you done with your time? Have you made good use of it? Do you feel that you can be doing everything you can to be your best? Do you think you're finding everything you can to be loved? Do you believe you can't be loved? If you do believe that, how can you shatter that belief? Because everyone can be loved. I didn't believe it for the longest time, but it's true. Everyone can be loved. So I think today's episode, we're going to focus on how we stop wasting time.
You and I together in our lives, sacred times we'll never fray. Then why can't I let myself tell lies and watch you die? Yeah.
got you to let it get this far.
Your psychological and your emotional framework should be around the basic fact of life. The basic fact of life is that you're mortal. Your psychological and emotional structure should be formed around your mortality. This is most important. If you're constantly aware that this is a brief life, any moment you'll fall dead actually, then you would organize your life and conduct your life in a certain way. When you know time is ticking away, any moment you'll be knocked down, you have no time to get angry with somebody, isn't it? You have no time to fight with somebody here. You have no time to sit there depressed for a long period of time because tick, 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 it's going away. Because your psychological structure is organized around your immortality, because of that, you have lot of time to fight, to be depressed, to be frustrated, to fret, to fume. You have lot of time. So it's very, very important that everybody organizes their psychological and emotional structure around the mortal nature of our existence. After all, you are just a baton carrier between the last generation and the next generation, isn't it? Yes? For a brief time, it's in your hands, this world. Afterwards, somebody else is going to take it. You will see, taking the baton from the previous generation happens in most ugly ways. Handing over the baton to the next generation happens in horrible ways, simply because people's mind is structured around their belief of immortality. They don't see they're mortal. If you're constantly aware that you're mortal, sense will naturally dawn upon you. You will have no time for foolishness. Suppose you're aware that tomorrow you're going to die. Would you spend today fighting with somebody? Because your time is ticking, isn't it? And your time is ticking even now. Not after a doctor diagnoses you with some horrible disease. Even now it's ticking, isn't it so? If you want to explore the possibility of what this is, the immensity of what this is, then the time is ticking too rapidly. And time is an extremely relative experience. If you're joyful and blissful, even if you live to be 100, it's a very brief life. It's gone in no time. So, in this brief life, where do you get time for stress, strain and torture? I don't know. Where do you get time? This is simply because you think you are immortal. This is the biggest mistake you have done. It is just a brief journey. You must conduct it as gracefully, as blissfully as possible. If you do not know the cosmos, at least you must know this piece of life before you fall dead. That must happen to everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty important piece of audio there from Sadhguru. You could drop dead tomorrow. You could drop dead right when the show's over with. I could drop dead when the show's over with. That's why I made a conscious decision to go after my dream again. That's why I made a conscious decision to get back in the microphone and talk about something that I absolutely love. You see, about 20 years ago, I portrayed a character called the Stone Ranger, and the Stone Ranger thought he was Howard Stern or Mancal Muller or Opie and Anthony or whatever shock jock you can think of. And that wasn't right. It wasn't me. I didn't know at the time it wasn't me. I had to go through the process I've gone through in the last couple of decades to figure out who really is me. And I think I have found me. And I think I like me. I love me. And I can go in peace knowing that I found my true self. And now I am trying to live that authenticity every day of my life now. And it's because we don't have the time. We don't have the time to worry about the drama, the small stuff, the things that don't matter. You know, when it comes to the family, you had that fight over Thanksgiving about Lord knows what. The Cowboys won and someone didn't like the fact the Cowboys won. I don't know. There's a line in The Crow, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, where Eric says that Shelley used to make big deal of things that he thought was trivial. But now, because he died, he knows nothing is trivial. That's the message you gotta take back with you. That one day, we're all gonna look back And we're going to say that some of the stuff we got mad at was ridiculous, and we'll laugh about it. One day, we're going to get older, and we're going to take a look at all the lessons that we've learned, and we're going to become wiser. We have to just learn how to be grateful, and we have to learn how to show gratitude for every single moment. And one day, we will be old and think of all the stories that we could have told.
One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old. Think of all the stories that we could have told. One day, baby, we'll be old. Oh, baby, we'll be old. Think of all the stories that we could have told.
Okay, let's take a moment here. Let's take a moment to go inward, close our eyes, and let's check in on our breathing. Let's go in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let a nice, big, deep sigh. The deeper the sigh, the better, as White Snake once said, the deeper the love, the stronger the emotion. I don't know anyone that's quoted White Snake during that meditation, but I just did. You may open your eyes. I'd like to thank you for joining me in another Friday for Breathe and Bounce here on Huntley Community Radio. Be back here next week. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. Namaste.